Welcome to the Living Life on Purpose podcast with your host, Michael Cohan, the founder of the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community. The Living Life on Purpose podcast is a show dedicated to inspiring people to achieve their goals and live their dreams to their highest potential. Life is short. Let's learn to live it on purpose. Before we get started, we need to take a quick moment for our sponsors. Inside all of us is a powerful spark of the divine. And yet, as life challenges grind and wears down, many of us forget that inner spark. However, that spark never leaves us. And if we stray too far from it, we are unhappy in our life. At the Elevate Life Project and the Living Life on Purpose community, we are dedicated to helping you discover that inner spark in life. We offer a variety of life coaching packages that meet your needs and budget. We have group coaching, monthly mastermind calls, and one-to-one coaching. Get started today by taking the Circle Life Quiz, a free life assessment tool that helps you reveal the big picture of your true dreams and paves the road for real personalized action to take control of your life. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/life. Before we get started, I wanted to ask you a huge favor. To write us an honest review of our podcast. By writing us a review, you will be able to help raise our profile so more people can find us on iTunes. Visit elevateLifeProject.com/podcast and click on the subscribe button to open up in iTunes and write us a review. You can also write us a review on your device as you listen to the show. Thank you again, and now let's get on with the episode. Hello, my friends. Today, I want to talk about how to turn your dreams into reality. Don't you have dreams, visions, or plans about things you'd love to have or accomplish? Having the dream is the easy part. Making it a reality can be more challenging. However, the good news is that there are proven techniques that can get you from where you are to where you want to be. Follow this process to bring your dreams to fruition. Turn your dream into a goal. When you have a goal, you have a true target. For a greater chance of success, your plan should have a deadline and it must be measurable. It has been said that dreams are goals without a deadline. Give yourself the gift of setting a deadline and things will start to happen. You want your goal to be measurable because if you can't measure it, how will you know when you've succeeded? For example, this goal is measurable and has a deadline. On or before June 1st, I will weigh 150 pounds or less. Make your goal as desirable as possible without being unrealistic. If you feel that your goal is unreasonable, it's much more difficult to encourage yourself to actually pursue it. Prioritize your goals. Read and write your goal each day. You give instructions to your brain thousands of times a day. Let your mind know that your goal is something more important than, I feel like eating a ham sandwich, or I need to stop at the grocery store on the way home. Make a list of negative associations. You probably have negative associations with achieving your goal. Otherwise, you'd already have it. So make a list of all the negative stuff that pop into your mind when you think about achieving your goal. Examine that list and think of ways to work around those challenges. Each time you notice a new negative association with your goal, add it to your list. Things will tend to change over time, and new challenges will reveal themselves. Make a list of all the positives about reaching your goal. How would it make you feel? How would it change your life? How would it change your perspective of the world and yourself? What would your next goal be? Make your goal as attractive as possible. Envision your life after achieving the goal. This will help to keep your motivation levels high. What do you need to make your goals a reality? Do you need a special license? Do you need a laptop? Is there some knowledge you must acquire? Make a list of what you need and figure out how you're going to get it. Catalog your available resources. Who do you know that could be helpful? What expertise or items do you need that someone else might have?
Achieving difficult goals can rarely be accomplished alone. You're likely to need some help and guidance. Look at the list you made into step 5 and see what you already have in your life that could help you on your path. Track your progress. Measure progress each day. Tracking is critical to making continued progress. You can only adjust your approach if you know how you're doing. Consider making a chart if that's applicable to your goal. In many ways, working toward a goal is like baking a cake. If you follow the recipe, you'll always pull a perfect cake out of the oven. Likewise, if you follow the above steps, you'll find it much easier to achieve your dreams. Thank you again for listening to the Living Life on Purpose show. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please subscribe to our show on iTunes and write us a review. By writing us a review, you will help raise our profile so more people can find our show. Links to our sponsors and other tools can be found in our show notes, along with other useful information. For more details on our coaching classes and programs, please visit our website at elevatelifeproject.com and please sign up for our newsletter. And remember, life is short. Learn to live it on purpose.